there'll be a group of people there that will sit. And I think what the way it'll work is that they'll give a short summary on what they think is going to happen and then what will happen. What we'll do is the people will start asking questions of this group of people. And we thought that would probably be the best way to get as much out of it in a shorter time and to kind of keep it from getting real long. Anyway, we got Mike Scott, city manager, Jan Woodworth, who is the planning director from Manila. We have Ed Ward, the chief of police, and a couple of people, if we can get them, Leslie Hebert, the outgoing public defender, John Vasek, the DA, and we'll have also Don Argensinger, our vice president here at NANA. And the reason for putting these people together is that I think Don Argensinger is going to give a presentation on the Red Dog project in regards to the drugs and alcohol thing up there. And what we have is the chief of police is sort of like tell it how it is. And we have the people that put people in jail there, and we have the people that try to keep them from going to jail there also. So it should be kind of interesting. Anyway, after that, we expect that'll probably take at least a couple of hours, maybe even longer, since it's going to be mostly an informational type of thing for the people, and mostly to give an idea as to where everybody's at as far as their organizations in the morning, and to get some ideas as to the direction, I guess, the various organizations could take after they listen to this panel on the status and the impact of Red Dot. Under item G, Clara Taylor will give a status report on the on a trade fair or whoever we find that. I'm not sure if Clara can't do it, there'll probably be somebody else to do it. But anyway, the reason for bringing it up at that time is that there is no state funding for the trade fair, and what we're looking at is mostly a regional effort this time to get one going. And the regional effort will cut a lot of the cost out of it, since a lot of the expense before was getting the different groups from different areas of the state, you know, to participate. And the thing is that I think it's going to be an organizational and a business effort to make this thing happen this year. It's scheduled tentatively for the week after the 4th of July. Also happening is the armory is going to be dedicated at that time. Another thing that's happening is the Arctic Policy or Arctic Research Commission will convene here in Cottsview at that time, and in conjunction with the, or at the same time with the trade fair, it should be a real interesting time to see things happen. And under item H, we have a 1991 legislation status report, and John Shively will be giving that. And under item I, Inupiaq Pusate, Billy and Reggie, right now, I think there are probably an addition of a few more people on that panel. And what we'll do at that time is discuss the Inupiaq Pusate, and Billy will go into detail on the drug thing. And I think after you hear what the chief of police and the other people have to say before that, will give you a real good idea as to the depth of the problem for one thing, and what we're going to look at as far as the addition of some more problems coming in into the region. Anyway, that's pretty much the agenda for tomorrow, and I think I think we're looking at probably a real good meeting, and I think there should probably be, I think there'll be a real clear direction anyway as far as what the people want to do after we get done with all of that. So Anyway, I think there'll be a dinner at 6 o'clock at the hotel. I'm not totally sure yet, but we'll make it, we'll put it on the final agenda when you walk in the door tomorrow. And the meeting will be up at the high school commons area, and that's right across from the old 16 unit or whatever that is. It's the new high school building, and it's that, it's right on this, well, somewhere over there in that school complex. It's right in that new high school area that's got all the glass and the real long steps in front of it. It's right across from the school district offices. And that'll be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Any questions?
At the dinner, is there any kind of special thing going? Will somebody make a little speech, or what's the plan for the dinner?
Well, there'll be a little podium where people can speak if they want to. I think after the meeting, I think there'll be something happening, and I'm not totally sure right now what it's going to be. But it's going to be a dinner in Ellie's honor. And I'm sure there'll be people wanting to speak.
So it's open, right?
Yeah. If you want an entertainment in that dinner, we've got Eskimo Sons and this guy in here.
Any kind, he's got love song and... maybe you guys should appoint someone to open that dinner.
Okay. It'll probably be maybe Chuck Green or Mayor.
Yeah, if it's going to be in honor of the elders, there has to be someone.
Okay.
That is, you want to pay them? What? If you only know what you need to meet, I'm not with them.
Oh, you're all the people that are going to reach out to
them. Yeah, that's a little thing, all the time, feet lagging in yourself.
You want us to, have this passed and approved by the elders.
Okay, also what's going to happen at that meeting is going to be a process to get some resolutions passed. I think there was a couple of concerns that needed to be aired out, and I think some of the resolutions might include, like Manita's concerns is the 104A grants that the BIA sort of pass on to the village IRAs that are going to get zeroed out, and I think there's going to be a resolution to pass the resolution for the support of the continuation of that thing. There might be one for local hire that might put a little more clout into the local hire effort. As a matter of fact, I think there'll probably be a report on that also. And if there's a need to get a resolution for maybe the passing of the state capital construction budget or something like that, that'll come up at that time. Scheduled for 5 o'clock is a short assembly meeting also for the assembly members there. They have this requirement by the state to post a notification of meeting that supposedly back 10 days ago that will take care of the public announcement requirements for the passing of resolutions that might come before the body of people there. And I am not sure whether the school district has the same arrangement or not, but they probably do. So anyway, that'll make the resolution sort of like legal and all that stuff.
Okay.
also we're trying to get a couple people from the governor's office to go there. And we're not too sure as to whether they'll be there or not, but I'm sure somebody will. And that's about it.
Jadi, beliau kaji masih subjek ni, terus mahu gelan itu, tu dah gelan. Nada leksi sumik ter, bring up park sa apa?
Sarah ini. Sarah ni, kami, kami.
Oh, yeah, Sarah. Do you have something to bring up to the elders?
Yeah, I think on your agenda we have the University of Alaska Dorm Project, and every year we'll be going into our fourth year this fall. And we have brought before you to approve our house parents. You remember the first 2 years we had Jack and Ella Jones, and then last year we had Velma Rettman and her husband Bob. Velma is Billy's daughter. And this year we're going to bring it to our board. We'd like to have the project again. That's to put the freshman kids from our region in a dorm down there in Fairbanks so that they can have a place that's like living at home and have some house parents there that can help them deal with their problems. Velma and Bob are younger than what we had planned originally, but they both have been in college, they have children, they have an interest to help our kids get through college down there. They both know the University of Fairbanks very well. They're interested in serving as the house parents again this coming year, but we bring it to you for your approval before we tell them it's okay for them to serve as the house parents. They did a very good job this year. We didn't have a full dorm in the girls' dorm, boys' dorm. Some of the students that we should have encouraged to stay at the dorm, we didn't. They didn't have a good year, some of them dropped out, but all of the ones that stayed at our dorm stuck it out this year. So it's working, it's a positive program, we see some good results from it. We'd like it to continue, and I just come before you to ask whether or not you would approve of having Bob and Velma serve as the house parents again this fall for this coming school year.
Pandiga meva, Anglo-Tinglu, home parents, Murata Bukia, Aglactoni, Tertani, University me, Uva, Ilau, Lui, Savanga, Tamanna, Tamatka, Fiala, on the right, approve all Menalsi, Naraka, Atlanticism Matakalti, Paksa, Taranaxil Lakama, Kanaxil Allah, Mika. Kami ini kanak pisilang ni, sama sekali kalau keliru yang ini, kanak pandangan ni, sembilan ini aku nak dah ni ke pandangan ni, semua kanak aku si, lipsi ni tam ni kalau tu,
ini orang yang masa kami itu anak aku alam sih, agak pilih pekerja.
Locating door or collector to keep a kid through for the test.
Yes. Then the name of the child is a glad to wrap up the hotel. I will go work, can't tell me, can't drop out the new moment. Mark of the nigger may work. Can you call the hotel? I got it with my test. Good thing you are not going to do it.
Kotak sulap eksib kelar, sebab kan orang itu orang tidak dijo, kawan orang ini tidak telah tak, agulan itu dan alah sok tuinya orang ini nak kotak sulap tu, mak bukan dia ni, mak kotak kau nak ikut kan, dan lalu kau di sini. Langit piksau menepi naga, sebenarnya menepi sini.
Aku aksi roti sahulit.
Eh, agree.
Tak nak sekat kami ni kuruk, ada. Tak mah agak cawan ni. Kebetulan saya tercium mira kasih ingin nyaksi tak mana. Zal malu bablu. Kui suih sana untuk digeluar dari sini pik.
Yeah, this might be impossible thing I'm going to talk about. Since the elders are concerned about their young people going to work and come home with little money, getting drunk and all that, make trouble in their homes, I was thinking that would it be possible for Nana and Kaminko to have hired individuals withhold certain percentage amount of wages for future use certain time, certain amount of time, like say 5 to 10 years, like a trust fund or something like that, to be used later, since the young old peoples are concerned about their young peoples going home with lots with the money that they earned and bring it up later as soon as they get home. So this would probably have to be discussed amongst the individual hired individuals to be agreed on. Either that or make it a policy.
I think you're right. First time, I think it can be done, but the individual would have to agree. Mm-hmm. We haven't finalized the benefit plan, but we could have a deferred income plan where a certain amount of wages were withheld and they could get them later. Mm-hmm. But usually in those programs, if the person wants them, well, they have different kinds of programs. Sometimes they can get them anytime they want them. Sometimes they can only get the money once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. But there are.
If you look at the medical plan, do they going to have a certain amount of
But I think that's certain. As we talked to Kaminko, we will discuss that. But the individual will have to agree. We can't force them.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Sam, the point that you just brought up, that is our biggest concern is we're going to have this Red Dog project. We can't have our people coming back home and raising problems in the homes with the money that they make by drinking. We're not serving our purpose by putting that mine out there and letting our people come home and just creating problems. That's our biggest worry right now, that we've got to get to the bottom of it, get rid of this alcohol and drug problem so that our people come home with their money and they make life better at home, not worse. And that's what our goal is. And it's the biggest
thing. Yeah, that's what I had in mind too. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing we're dealing with right now is how to deal with that issue so that our lives are better and not worse by that red dot. And I agree 100% with you. We've got to do something with it.
Thank you.
Can I solicitor? Sumigay sa mga kakalapa.
Dalawang minuto ko sa kaw ni Iki.
Oo. Kama. Dalawang mailing ko iba ka sa sa. Pagka. Petrak daw. Ibruma. Siwat mo ibruma. Nao mamito ko lo. Siwray na ko ng sinyal na. Masi. Ko nagsisangalaw kami. Nonsangok na sa kupa kami. Hangon. Pakasi taat na nausakak si ipot. Tatpamang kao nagsit ako naksak. Kao nagsit si mga kantar ko, dumakaw, pirikol ni. Tupiksak si ikasip rin ni. Tupik mi kasi rin taksak-tak. Tapos mga tupisangan anit, lewis lawin na niyo. Pagpapunog rin. Nare inyo sa ko sa ngayon at pagkakang nalaw na pero sa araw na sa ko sa kang na kasi ba ni presa ni makunin na sunik te kasi na sa ako man
kapawa kapawa hota kapu don no chol met ko te palme kapu ko na kapu ne ra te to ba khate yano at la se le mak nya nya wa re ta na ona sak te ga ga sak to pa ya ne fi la ga ga ye sam wa se la te mo mo no sak ta at kham mo kham me met ko te palme kapu ne du ge na so ta ne te la se be la te เรเรเจยอปังนี่ขอเสติตอเรนี่อะเกสิจิลิเนซะตะลาวเมเมเอโยเรราตอปิซานะเจอะมาอะวงอุนโนเมอะควาคอมนี่รุชิราตออะวะอะกุลิเซกุลิซินโชญันโกมังงเมกะตุราเลกะอะมะตะเนตุอะเสกะเนชักเนคอมนี่ Ramana sang na seman kenyang na ka lati pi ini tamo kame se nyuba sebab salo ni no salo na lu na so kada peso rek se ya se ya ku ya sa lati tera kan agero ni lati ta lu ma sebab ro lu ku cak lu ta tam na lu ne mana la me tau ro no sak nai kangan nan lo ni jiwa ni cukup lo aku bukan ni ni nak lo ada lo ada jaksa kamu tak ada no sak lagi pun kamu bab watak nak nakin kangan kak telanga ini cukup lo lo dia lah wahai pun kan aku ni tak ada sini paksa tahu dekat mana paksa tahu mana pergi pak doktor sama no me pak tahu ni no mana dia sih pak ada tam no gua kau dia tu pak pun gua lock tak ni kembali di dia pera tam no gua pak ni sama dia pergi di dia
tam no Bab Douglas ni kat cakap.
Bab Douglas ni kat cakap.
Angun?
Angun? Ketua raya.
When you take care of that, right?
Yeah.
The community, California, Santa Maria.
I wonder if the city of Chengnek hired him as a nurse aide. Who hired him?
Kobuk.
Kobuk City Council.
Clinic misa bang na ito ni ako sa alam na yung maniyat ko sa pangyay
At ako maniyat ko nun yung sinuk sa alam pa rin ka?
Isa ba, doktor ko na lawit ka ba?
Kamu nga alam ko ni, ito ni hospital misa bang nung isa ka? Mani? Wani hospital. Ubulia nu pinak singe ngit ka unik titi kap kita munga kama ke ta rumba ta rumba nu pin nu kutu ral lu kala kam ngi ja spa khil ngi nip cha ga ngi shuk le ta Unu unu na unu me Ini usin itu kah, mata una awung ukat kah lawan lagi ni pihal lagi nak.
Jadi tatap na, lawan lagi na bawa ukat tap kape sama.
Sama, kanuk pihu punya baru investigasi nak tilu, kah pakai na yang. Ya,
sekarang
ni, mana lawan ni? Kau. Nampak ni, mana
There's one thing that after you start working for the clinic, you feel the somewhere got a hold of the big hand radio. When everybody's asleep during the night, somebody said he was talking Russian language through the hand radio.
I can relay it to them. I'm on this board representing Maria. So I'll take it to her.
You got everything what they say, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You gonna tell them about the big ham radio too?
Yes.
Couple door no channel, couple give me back. Could have problem. Someone over there, couple went to what they cut me, couple would be some noise. Cut me up to what I said.
I just like to know his name.
Bob Douglas.
His guy.
Bob Douglas?
Yeah.
From Cuba. Right?
Yeah. Hospital me and told to be.
Tell her. When you let good noon, before the clinic. Before the inner arm, when you let good noon.
Ah.
Can you see that?
Of silver.
The man was locked there a lot,
Sarah, you or John, have anything to add on to what you gave to the elder?
We sure need their wisdom and help in trying to deal with our concerns up here as far as the Red Dog Project goes and some of the things that we need to take care of before we get to 3 years. We'll be working closely with them.
Robert, they might want to discuss some more of this idea that people come back to the village and cause trouble if they don't get to go back to work and how to make that go.
Yeah.
If people agreed that that was a good policy in the region, then we should let people know just the way we want to know that they can't work when they're on the project.
I guess we encourage every member of the that they should at least discuss it in their respective villages. That's what we're trying to come up with.
And we need to find a way to make it work. I think that's the best way, because we can control the people on the job pretty easily because we can fire them. But it's harder to control the villages. They know they can't come back to work.
I think it would be good if somebody go to our villages and talk about it. Us, if we go back, they won't listen to us. We need somebody to back us up in our little villages. That way they would probably listen. That's what I'm thinking about.
If there's agreement tomorrow, then we'll do that the same way we went around with committee and talk about the jobs.
Either one or two can go to each village.
Yeah.
that we are young people will understand what's going on.
We can also tell them the
right.
It could be put in the Kotzebue newspaper also.
Anything more you've ever had? That's me.
Hello? Katimaka put the mama glan in the top car. Nilvetnum kachalla guda karaksaavu tilla kajahadu. Adikta.